Hey guys, and welcome to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast, where you will be inspired, encouraged, and transformed with powerful teachings and real stories of mental health. This podcast is not a substitute for counseling. If you are in a crisis, call or text your local crisis center or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Jesus is in our mental health, and freedom is where we start. I am your host, Heidi Mortensen, licensed marriage and family therapist. Get ready. Today's show's going to bring you hope. Hello, and welcome to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast. I am your host, Heidi Mortensen, licensed marriage and family therapist. Have you found yourself in a crisis situation over and over? Or does it feel like you just like can't catch a break? Sometimes we get ourselves in these situations and we need simple and quick skills to get ourselves out of these situations or even to know what to do in these moments. In this episode, I'm going to actually talk about some basic distress tolerance skills that are taken from DBT, which stands for Dialectical Behavior Therapy. This is a curriculum that was developed by Marshall Linehan. Distress tolerance skills are really about not making a bad situation worse. Today, I'm going to really focus on a few specific skills that I think are going to be helpful. And I think some of us listening are like, well, as Christians, shouldn't we be fine, or shouldn't this not be happening, or why do we need these skills when we're in the Word of God? And sometimes our house is on fire, and I don't want us to feel shame for being a Christian and us having these struggles. And that house on fire comes from many things. A lot of times it's from a history of trauma. Sometimes it's you're in a tough situation that you are trying to get out. You're trying to change your situation, and it's just hard. And so I don't want to have there be any judgment on this. I simply want to be able to provide some skills with the lens of Jesus in the midst of this, that we can get to that place of being able to be at peace and feeling God's peace in the midst of the chaos, because that's essentially what the gospel is, that he doesn't want us to be able to be in chaos. He wants us to be his peace even in the midst of it, just like Jesus calmed the storm. So some of the skills you're going to be hearing today are about improving the moment, self-soothing skills, and then distracting skills. Some of these are very simple, very easy. They're really good skills to actually teach your kids as well. And normally my podcasts are about trauma and relationships, but this simply is going to be about skills today. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this episode, into this podcast. I pray that you be with every single listener here today, and no matter if their house is on fire or their house is not, that your presence and your peace will be with them. And I pray that the listener is able to get exactly what they need today from this episode, nothing more, nothing less, and that I'm able to speak everything that you want me to speak, God. This is not about me. This is about you, God. And we want to glorify you and being able to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So I just pray for that transformation to happen even in this episode, as the listeners are hearing this or watching this, that they're able to let go of pain, let go of lies, and be able to enter into that place of making healthy choices with you. So when they get squeezed, Jesus comes out. Colossians 3:2 says, to set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And so I pray, God, that we can do that today. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. If you are a new listener, I want to thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Please go and check us out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Click subscribe. Make sure to comment and like the videos and the episode. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, I would love if you could click on there and click write a review. And you can also check me out on TikTok as well. It's been really fun to be able to step into different platforms and see God move in these different places. And then I also want to remind you about the women's retreat that's coming up April 2024. The dates are the 26th through 27th. And this is going to be about a time of empowerment and connection, experiencing moments of God's presence, his peace, passion with God alongside a community of women, pursuing God's relentless love. So there will be seven powerful speakers. Susie Larson is going to be one of them. There will be prayer and worship, ministry. There'll be food that will be provided, vendors that will be there, book signings with some of the speakers, and different vendors that you can come and shop. So I'm really excited about it. I will be one of the speakers, and I hope to see you there. The website is www.discovermyinsidestory.com. I hope to see you there. So today I'm going to be talking about distress tolerance, and this is taken from Marsha Linehan. She's written a lot of things on DBT, and these are groups that a lot of times that people can take, and it's a very structured group, and I'm really going to just be pulling from some of these skills because they're helpful. Sometimes we're in situations and we don't have time to really think through things. We just need something on the go, in the moment. What can I do? And these also can be really helpful to teach others who are in a place of distress, and you can see them. Their body's activated. They're in a moment of chaos, and it's hard. Like, what do we do in those moments? My answer would be pray and be able to provide something. And so sometimes God can kind of give you this nugget. And so I just pray for God's wisdom to come forth as you're listening here, that you can kind of remember some of these nuggets to be able to take and bring to other people who need them in situations. So the goals of distress tolerance are, there's three of them. There's one is crisis, survive crisis situations. So just basically survive them. Okay, so sometimes we're just in moments that just we need to survive. And then the next one is to accept reality. So you want to replace suffering and being stuck with ordinary pain and just the possibility of moving forward. So again, we're not making everything amazing. We're just not making it worse. And then the last one is becoming free. So of having to satisfy the demands of your own desires, your urges, and your intense emotions, and being able to let go into what God desires for you. And so I'm going to specifically just be talking about surviving crisis situations and basically just not making things worse. And again, I think when we think from a Christian lens and being children of God, a lot of us might be thinking, well, why am I getting to that place? How is that happening? Well, there's so many things that can contribute to us not making good choices. And I don't, again, there's no shame. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So then we need to bring Jesus to these places where we're struggling. And sometimes we just don't do that. And that's what I see as a difficulty, is we got to be real with God. We be like, God, I'm in a mess right now and I need your help. And then help me to not repeat this. How do I not repeat this again, God? There's a quote by Pastor Todd White that says, if you squeeze an orange, you'd expect an orange juice to come out. So if you squeeze a Christian, you should expect Jesus to come out. And so to me, this feels like distress tolerance skills. So how can we even get to that place? So what we need to do is we need to spend time with Jesus. I mean, if we're struggling then, so then what, if we're struggling and then we get squeezed, to get Jesus to come out, we have got to be able to spend that time with Jesus to have Jesus, really his presence to come in, for us to get the healing we need. But sometimes we're so struggling, or we have so much trauma, or maybe we're, you know, newer Christians and we haven't done any inner healing or deliverance yet. And we just need skills to be able to get to the counseling appointment or to the ministry appointment, or something really difficult just happened and you're just barely hanging on and just need to call your prayer partners to help you. And the DBT has this analogy of this burning house, and that when you get to the, let's say the bottom floor is like burning and you're trying to get up the stairs and you try to get up the stairs, that's where you're doing the deeper trauma work. But if the house is on fire, you can't get to that deeper trauma work. You're just trying to put out fires. And so some of these skills are really just about surviving, getting through difficulties so that you can move to that next place. Obviously, it's always going to be spending time with God, being in the secret place, being in the Word of God, worshiping. And so those would be the things that I would say are most important with tolerating stress, and then integrated with some of these things that I'm going to talk to you today. So the first skill I'm going to talk about is basically analyzing what's good and what's bad, so like pros and cons. And so if there is, like, before an overwhelming crisis hits you, you know there's going to be something that is very difficult, just write out the pros and cons and carry them with you. Sometimes we keep things inside and then it bubbles up and then it comes out as more explosion, when sometimes you just need to speak it out. This is how I'm feeling. This is what's going on. Here's what could happen. And this is like taking the shame and putting it out in the open. So, you know, I'm afraid that he might yell at me, or the worst case scenario is we get divorced and I don't want that. Like, we've got to speak it out and get it out and say, like, God, here you go. Here are some of the things that I'm struggling with. And then what you want to do is go back into the list and say which is a long-term impact and which is a short-term, and be able to analyze, like, you know, actually that's just a short-term pain or a short-term benefit. This is going to be more long-term. Like, this is going to be a more long-term pro, something that's going to be good. God's goodness is going to be in this long-term. Those are going to be the ones that we want to look at and have more weight. So you might have a bunch of cons about something, but the pros are weighted really heavy and are God's goodness long-term. And so these are some of the things that you want to look at. We don't often slow down to analyze these things or even speak out something that we're struggling with. And again, this is before, this isn't like right in the middle of it, but it can be very helpful if you know that you're about to enter into something. All right, and so here's one of the skills that I want to talk about. There's distracting, self-soothe, and improve the moment. So with distracting, this is basically a skill that you want to use to distract yourself in the difficult moment. So when you are having a hard time, you don't have much time to do the pros and cons, to think through things, to, you know, to sit and spend a bunch of time with God and have it be peaceful. It's like in the moment, this is happening right now. So the first one is participate in activity. So you're just kind of distracting your mind. You know, sometimes like you're really stressed about something and you just clean your house. That's actually a skill. It's very skillful to do because you're putting yourself into something instead of doing something worse. And so you want to look at this again. These skills are about not making it worse. So focusing on cleaning your house, you're going to be able to just tend to that. Maybe sometimes you just need to like write and get something out. Okay, and you're just like struggling. Sometimes just an activity of worship and put yourself in it. Even just like doing something fun with your family, even though you really have the stressful thing that you're dealing with, you can kind of participate in this activity and you're in it. Okay, the next one is contribution. This is volunteering. When you give back and you do something for other people, it really gets your mind off of your struggles and off of what's going on. And it helps you to be able to see like God's heart in this. And often we can actually shift the pain that we had, and there actually can be some healing in that. This is why it's so valuable. I mean, Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And so then we can then go do the same, especially in the midst of our pain, if we're able to. And the next one is comparisons. Being able to move away from comparing and really being able to see what's good in you. Because comparison is the thief of joy. I can't remember who said that quote, but it is so difficult when we start comparing ourselves to other people, and it can take away that joy. One thing that you can do with comparison is you can look at somebody who has more difficulties and is in a worse situation. I don't always recommend this, but sometimes in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the difficulty, it can kind of help shift you in that moment. Again, these skills are for the really tough moment. And the next one is emotions. So being able to like set yourself in this and be like, okay, what can make me happy? What's something that I can focus on that I can shift and I can laugh at? You know, you could watch like a video with laughing babies or really cute animals, and you can, okay, that's going to shift my emotions, since you're kind of taking something and moving it to, this is a hard one to do, but for some people, it's like, this is what I need to do. I got to shift out of my emotions. And the next one, I actually am not a fan of this one, except for only in these moments. And it's called pushing away. The reason I'm not a fan of it is because there's a coping mechanism called dissociation that children and adults will do when there's extreme trauma. And it's not a healthy thing to continue to keep doing as an adult. And really, it's an automatic response that happens in the midst of trauma that the body and the brain isn't meant to do. So if you're intentional about saying, I'm just going to push this away for a moment, it's healthy. If you're intentional about it and you're using it as a skill that I'm going to make a worse situation right now, especially with somebody who's struggling with suicidal thoughts, being able to like push that away is very, very useful. Like, I'm wanting to isolate. I don't want to be around anybody else. It's like, I got to push this away. I got to put a wall in between this. So you like picture a wall between this is like, okay, I've got to shift to something else. And then just focusing on your thoughts. Okay, in Corinthians, it talks about we give every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so being able to be intentional and be like, God, I give you my thoughts. Take my thoughts, God. And then activating the left side of the brain to get out of our emotions. And some things you can do with that are like counting. Okay, so you can do counting, you can do math problems, you can do puzzles, sometimes different word games and games that you have on your computer. Be careful not to distract yourself to numbing. Okay, so again, distraction is a good skill, but we can't go to where we're numbing. So just notice that and focus on that you're being skillful about it. And then the last thing is sensations. So this is like working on playing with a stress ball, get in the shower, even just like worship and notice the sensations when you're in worship. All right, so the next one after distraction is called self-soothe. This is like beautiful to teach kids, actually, and one that we learn even as a baby. We learn how to soothe ourselves. So even babies who will suck their thumb while we say, oh, it's not good, they shouldn't do that, they have this ingrained soothing that's part of their body that they're able to just suck their thumb and be in their crib and just be comfortable in their cozy bed, in their, you know, in their cozy home, and they're able to learn how to soothe themselves. So self-soothing is a really important skill for everybody to have, and especially in the midst of chaotic and difficult situations. And so our five senses, this is how it's used with our vision, our hearing, our smell, our taste, and our touch. So you just find skills that are activating any of these five senses. So like even Psalms 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. There are Bible verses that talk about seeing and hearing and smelling, and all of these five senses are so important in the Bible and how God wants us to activate our five senses. Each one of us kind of acclimates to some of them more than the other, but I think it's important that especially when you're in a situation that's difficult, be able to have some skills that work for you. So even like just simple as lighting a candle, or eating something, like even just putting ice in your mouth sometimes can be a shift that can move you out of that you're actually kind of having the sensation that's in your mouth. Being able to be around like freshly cut grass. Again, it's not like when you're in crisis, like, oh, let's go find freshly cut grass. Some of these, you have to be able to access them right away. When we did these groups for teens, we would actually make distress colorant and self-soothing kits. So we'd like make little kits with like lotion and essential oils in it, different things where you could draw like quotes on their Bible verses. And so you have things that are like, this is what I need to access in that moment. And so being able to look at the Bible verse and being able to say, okay, you know, God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. Like, this is what I need right now. Like, this Bible verse is what I need. So you have things like ready. So it's a good thing like actually to have for teens that you can have like a little kit that has things that are like, here's what you can do if you're feeling nervous, if you're feeling stressful, or if you feel like you're lonely or you're having a hard time, here's what you can go to. And we'd even put really sour candy because it kind of shocks your system and it gets you out of that mindset and it can get you into this other place. And then even kind of putting pictures of loved ones that are very important to you can really access this like, okay, no, I am loved. I am worthy. I love also that picture of Jesus that is on the internet that was painted by that younger girl. That is a really good image. I actually have it printed out for my kids to be able to have in their room and just have this visual to be able to see. And it's really good in moments of difficulty. The last skill is called improve the moment. So again, this is you're taking a tough situation, we're just going to improve it a little bit. Again, we're not making it worse, but we're going to try to improve the moment. This can be hard if you're really in distress and you really just need, you really just kind of need to soothe or you need to distract. But improve the moment is kind of a next step if you want to actually kind of move to that next level. And so this is similar to what we just talked about, but imagery is one. So being able to look at positive images, look at people that you love. The next one is meaning. So finding meaning in Bible verses and your purpose and your mission and your calling and who you are. So kind of going deeper, maybe looking at old encouraging or prophetic words you've received and like reading them. Prayer. So being able to spend time in prayer, you know, allow God to really move in that. And then relaxing actions, activating your parasympathetic nervous system. So being able to just relax, you know, like put your hands up and then put your hands down, raise up and raise down, and you're activating your body to be able to kind of move. It actually improves the situation even just a little bit. And then doing just one thing. What's one thing I can do? I'm really in a tough spot right now and I'm not doing okay. What's one thing I can do? Okay, one thing is I can call my friend. I'm just going to call my friend. Or one thing, I can just get essential oils and put. So just focus on that's all I can handle right now. It's just one thing. We just do one foot in front of the other. And then the next one is vacation. So this could be either brief, could be in your mind. It could be an actual weekend vacation or even a week vacation if you're able to do that. And so being able to be intentional about, okay, this is what I need in this moment or during this time. And then the last one is encouragement. So being able to really encourage yourself. So like saying things like, it's going to be okay. This won't last forever. You've got this. I love you. God loves you. And being able to allow God to speak to you in these moments of difficulties. So these are some skills. Again, I know that these aren't like, yay, I want to use these all the time. They're like in the moment, in crisis situations. They're good to have in your tool belt. And they're good to have as a parent or as a friend to be able to provide somebody else when you see somebody else who you can see is activating and starting to get stressed out. And you can be able to be like, it's okay. Hey, let's take some deep breaths. It was one, I forgot one other thing in this is taking deep breaths. And so being able to activate, relax your body. Square breathing is a very, very effective skill. Military people do this where they teach them to breathe in for four, hold for four, breathe out for four, hold for four, and you just keep going around in the square breathing. And it seems like, how am I going to do that? How can I hold my breath? When you really slow down and you start to notice your breathing, your body relaxes. Okay, even just taking 10 deep, short breaths is useful. Very, very helpful. That's activating that parasympathetic nervous system as well, especially when you're in that tough spot. And if you are in a situation where you don't even see the end of it, I want you to reach out to somebody. Ask for help. You do not have to be alone in whatever situation it is that you're dealing with. And if you have an abusive situation, call 911, call a crisis center. There are definitely places that can even house if there's abuse that's happening. It's not worth it to keep trying to keep staying in something. And if the cycle has been continuing, we've got to do something different. And again, these skills are not, these aren't like everyday, all day skills. These are skills to have in a moment when something is difficult so that when we're squeezed, Jesus can come out because we have access to this. So God, I thank you that we have access to the powerful word of God and that you give us the ability to be able to be at peace in the midst of difficulty. That you say in John 14:27, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. But God, when we are in the midst of these fears, when we are in the midst of difficult circumstances, we ask for you to come in this and give us these skill sets. Help us to put these on our mind and remember these Bible verses. Remember these skills in the midst of a difficult time for ourselves, for a friend, for our children, for a family member. God, we thank you that you give us wisdom. You give us revelation. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what you want us to see. We bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. If any of you are dealing with ongoing stress or crisis right now, I just pray for God's peace to come upon this, for there will be a divine shift and change in your situation, whether that be a job opportunity, whether that be new housing situation, or a reunification with somebody that you need to be reunified. Maybe there's forgiveness that needs to happen, and I just pray for God to intervene, for there to be a God intervention on your behalf. I pray for angelic protection over you, and I speak the blood of Jesus over you and your children and your mind. And I pray for the strength of the Lord to rise up in you, and the purpose and the calling that God has called you to become will start to rise up, and that Jesus will come out when you get squeezed. And I just pray that we will not be anxious about anything, what you say in Philippians 4:6-7, but in everything, we will operate in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We will thank you, God, and we will let our requests be made known to you, God. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are the God of peace, and you are the one who counsels us in these moments of stress. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thanks for listening to the Strong Tower Mental Health Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread mental health awareness with Jesus at the center. You can also check me out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or my website at HeidiMortensonLMFT.com. See you at our next episode.